Hey, what's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Chris Cortez Show. I vlog from a free phone. I edit from a free phone. I sell on eBay from a free phone. I basically do everything from a free phone. And the phone that I do it from is a Galaxy Samsung. What's it? Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus. And no, this is not no promo. I'm telling you that because I used to always be team iPhone. Like, when I was able to afford that, I can't even afford installment fees. Installment fees, I think that's what it is, right? So, what does this free phone mean? Like, what does that mean when I say free phone? No, it's not the Obama phones. If you're like, I'm from California. Excuse me. And that's all that you see out there are the little canopies with the people that have like the free phones. And if you want like an iPhone, you have to pay like an extra $40 or $60, something like that. No, this phone is free through somebody that gave it to me from their family member, and they paid up to a year. Like, so a year from whenever I got this phone, like within that, I think it was 2 weeks after that family member of the person I know that got it. From that time, it's probably like another 7 months. Like, I probably, and I'm being generous with that, like, it's probably less than that. And I've started to figure, like, you know what? I never did anything with a phone that I was paying for when I probably could have started a podcast then. Like, you know, and the crazy thing is now I got a free phone. I'm like, you could do so much more. You don't got to worry about like an $89 fee. And that's my mentality now. And it's not saying that I think about what I could have done then. That's not what I mean. I just mean like now you don't got to pay for this. Now you don't got to worry about an installment fee and it getting turned off next month because it's going to get paid. Like, it literally gets paid. Like, I see the text come in. Thank you for your payment. Like, and I'm super grateful. Like, I could never complain ever. Like, this phone is doing me so good. Like, I make sure I take care of it. Like, I'm holding on to it tighter. It's a free phone. I never did that with a phone that I was paying for. And so really quick, and I want to tell you guys this if you guys are new. I'm not here to be your life coach. I'm not here to be a motivational speaker. I'm not here to just like influence you in a way where you're like, you know what? Do you got an ebook? Never. I'm never going to sell you anything. I'm only going to tell you my story. I'm only going to let you know about the journey. I'm going to let you know about like me failing. I'm going to let you know about me making a bad decision. So really quick on a bad decision, we're going to go right there really quick. We're going to start there. The apartment we live in, we're paying $1,600. The dumbest decision I think I've ever made. And I've made some pretty dumb decisions. And, you know, telling you guys that, I just want to be very honest. Because before we got this place, and during the time we were doing the paperwork, like within that, I think it was about 3 weeks it took for all this stuff to get in process because we had to get somebody to help us get it based off of like credit. Like, my credit is super terrible now, being real with you. My credit used to be like around 650. It dropped 200 points plus. Like, I'm just going to be real with you. And then I had to gradually get it back up. I barely made it to 500. Like, I was like 501, and that's why we needed the person. Like, I'm when I tell you guys this, like, I'm telling you guys this from the bottom of my heart and smiling, because if I never would have took responsibility for like my actions, like I'm doing with this apartment, and I know at the end of this lease, and the crazy thing is, like, I know it was stupid when I didn't realize, and my wife had to tell me it was a 15-month lease, and I was like, damn, now you gotta sit in it, Chris. Like, you got to sit in. Like, what are you going to do now? I was like, you know what? I got a free phone. This is me talking to myself because this is the way I go about stuff now. And I look at myself in the mirror. So when I vlog, it's just people being a fly on the wall with me having a conversation. So, like, it helps me, like, talk to somebody. So when I'm looking at the phone, I see me. But it makes somebody seem like I'm talking to them because I'm looking directly, like, in their soul. But I'm looking at myself and I'm taking blame and responsibility, right? So what is some other stuff that that's come up that just kind of, you know, I failed myself in? We had got a car and they tried to sell us on it for like $1,200. And I, you know, did some research and I was like, yo, this is only like $699, right? And they were like, okay, let's do that. Well, you know, at the end of in the middle of the paperwork and stuff like that, after we left, I noticed that they did like the interest up to what they originally wanted. So they gave me the 6.9, was it 99 or whatever? But they put the interest on. I'm like, you know what's cool? We're just gonna pay this off. Well, at a job I was working at, doing like extremely hard, sometimes I would kind of go over the time. I ended up losing that job, and I'm being real with you. I lost the job, and I was like, you know what, man? I just really want to do YouTube. And I just gotta get this going. I didn't go back. And we legit couldn't pay on the car. We lost the car. It came up. Like, it came back up. And it's hitting us for more than what they originally wanted for before I hit them with, this is how much it's worth, right? So, originally when I was in debt before this happened, the original number was about $3,000, maybe a little bit under that, right? This thing probably quadrupled. Like, it jumped all the way up to the point, like, it's my fault. And I'm just taking responsibility. Again, I can't be a life coach. I can only tell you my story and what I'm going through. There's stuff that's day to day. Like with us wanting to get this apartment, it was solely only because we wanted our kids to have our own room. Even though they're 7, 3, and 1, they sleep with us. Like it's just decisions that I make that I know in the future, like don't make it again. Because after this lease is up, I told myself and I told my wife, we got to find something that's like legit $500, a studio, the babies lay with us. Like there's no reason and there's no excuse for us to not make this happen out here. Like we're playing catch up, paying $1,600 on debt. Now it's quadruple. Like there's nowhere else that we can go but up. Like we're already at the bottom. Also to the point, and I want to say this because I'm probably never going to show this. Even though we're going through so much, even though I'm on this journey and I'm on this climb up to happiness, I still manage. Like, we have an app through work. I work at Walmart, right? We have this app that you can link to your I guess your bank account and your payroll, something like that. And if you need money, you could take up to $600 or half of whatever you've basically accrued up to that day. So if you made $500, you just split that in half, you can get that money. If you only want like $60, you can get that, right? So, you know, I pull out $60, and when I see people and I have it, and I'm like, you know what? I could be in that situation. I help them. Like, I'll buy them some food. I'll give them a few dollars. Regardless on whatever they're going to do with it, like, I'm not the judge of that. Look at where I've got myself. And I have a much better opportunity being in a situation where I have a free phone, in a situation where I do have a job where if we did make a better decision, now that we have to learn from with this apartment, I would be able to do the flip life a little more harder. So now, it's something really cool that I did, and I'm very proud of myself, and I'm just going to be really honest with you guys. Whether or not I get a ticket, I bought the box that Gary Vee did with Topps, that's for $19.99. And so I told myself, if I get this card, I know I can't afford to go out there and meet the guy, but I do want to meet him eventually. So if I find it, I'm thinking, you know what, just flip it because they are worth $4,000 and you do need $4,000. What would I do with that $4,000? I wouldn't try to invest into as much retail or arbitrage inventory as possible. And I'm not even lying to you, so that I can make this go like even harder. Like if that doesn't make sense to you, that's just the way I talk, and I do apologize. I want you guys to feel cool with me when I talk. I want you guys to understand, like, through all this stuff, I'm still happy. Like, I'm super happy through, like, all my, you know, I need to go run a little bit. I'm happy with my body now more than ever. Like, the crazy thing is sometimes I wear like an extra large and I feel like, yo, I look pretty nice. And then when my wife's like, yo, baby, you look pretty good today, I'm like, you know what? That's all that matters. Like, as long as somebody else is happy with what I have going on and it's not much, like, what else could I be complaining about? In this journey that I want to talk about on my podcast and what I want to show in my vlogs, my Instagram, I just made a TikTok, man. Shout out to TikTok. It's extremely fun. Maybe I'll do some dances on there. I used to dance, like, when I was much younger. Like, just to have fun. Like, to not always show, like, serious stuff. And show the journey. But in the process of showing, like, the journey, I want to find out exactly what it is I'm like super good at. Because I know I was always good at video games. Doing podcasts, I know I'm good at talking. Not saying I want to be like a sports analyst or an esports analyst. I always knew that I wanted to do esports as far as having a team. Like, I can't do none of that now, but that would be extremely cool. Like, on the journey, finding like 20 hobbies, whether it's like baking oatmeal cookies with like a little whatever on the top of it, something like just something stupid creative, right? And when I say stupid creative, it's cool. Don't think like, what does that mean? Like, what is stupid creative? Like, that's cool. Like, that means like dumb cool or hella cool, right? Beside the point, I'm getting off topic. In that process of me getting to that point, I'm going to tell you guys everything I fail at. So right now, I've only sold one shirt that I got from Marshalls. And not saying the market isn't good, not bad. It's just kind of in between. Like, you can get a shirt that's $28 at the store, which I think these shirts are kind of sold at Tilly's. I think they're also sold at like JCPenney's and I think Macy's and stuff like that. But getting them from Marshalls is just kind of hard to get them out, because I did check it before I bought them. And there's people that are watching it. The crazy thing, you know, is I use that a lot. I use that sentence a lot, the crazy thing. So you're just going to have to get used to it, man. You're just going to have to get used to it. I got an email 2 days ago, which like excited the hell out of me, that I'm now able to sell 120 items. So that's where I come from with the, if I found that golden ticket to see Gary Vee, I would love to go see that dude. Like, because of somebody like him, like I originally started listening to like Eric Thomas when I was like down in the dumps, like super depressed, super. I had a job that I was working. I was making super cool money. It started off with Eric Thomas, who I truly love too. Like, I love listening to that dude. He's from the heart just as much as Gary is. But I think listening to Gary, it kind of helps me to the point where I want to meet him when I got all this stuff panned out. Like, if I meet him when I'm 42, because he did this video one time that said, just close your eyes until you're 29. Well, I'm 32, so I figured, well, I'm going to close my eyes until I'm 42. And whatever happens, I just want to say, you know what? I flipped this a long time ago. I could have met you. I didn't have the money to even come down. But now, like, now is the time. Like, that's something like down the road, like, I want to look like into, because I would love to go to New York. But to go to New York to thank somebody, you know, it's often like used as like they saved your life. And that's what I feel like somebody like him is doing, because there's not a lot of people around there like that. There's not a lot of people like me that are telling their story. And at times I used to be embarrassed to tell people that I was broke, to the point like I'm on Instagram telling people I can't afford this. I work at Walmart. A lot of people that I know have good jobs. A lot of people I know coach for colleges, coach for high schools that are winning like little titles and stuff like that. And I never looked at it like, oh my God, like he's doing better than me. I was just always like, oh my God, like they're going to see that I work at Walmart. Moving out here, nobody knows me, which initially kind of helped, if not more than all the way helped, right? So, like, before I start rambling on in this podcast and stuff like that, I just want to give you guys this, man. I'm going to be super real, like crazy super real with you. I'm going to tell you everything. Like, I only get 2 hours of sleep, but I get like 2 hours of sleep on a bed. So then what do? Let me get some water really quick. What do to kind of get through that, right? I think of it this way. I'm getting 2 hours of sleep on a bed when people are probably sleeping 8 hours like in dirt, like in another country, where people are sleeping in a very, very hot makeshift hut. Like, you know what I mean? So that's the way I look at stuff. 2 hours of sleep. We got kids. When I go to work, my wife goes to sleep. When I come home, my wife goes to work. And that's just the schedule until like we're off on a day. So on Wednesday, we want to do something with the kids. And it's going to be super low and super cheap because, you know, we can't afford crazy stuff like that. When we take them to the arcade, I do 20, she does 20. We put in the thing and we just let them have a ball. And that's like what I want. That's my happiness, to grow up with my kids and just do everything that they want to do, allow them to do whatever it is that they want to do, and not worry about, I don't get to sleep. Like, I'm sleeping on a bed. I'm legit sleeping on a bed when somebody's sitting on a curb that I gave $5 to or bought them two burgers the other day, and they have nowhere to go. I have no reason to complain, but I have every reason, and I think it's obligation. I hope it's that. That's the, I'm using the right word. I mean, hope I'm using that right word. It's my obligation to tell my story because it's my fault as to why I got here. And if I want to get somewhere, I need to accept what I've done and just keep it moving, man. Look, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Podcasts are going to start getting longer and longer as the story gets more and more stuff happening. Not good, but also bad. You're probably going to hear far more bad than you are good. So I want you guys to understand I'm going to fail, and I just want you to know it. I just want to do as much as possible for somebody so that I just want to be effective. That's all I want to be indirectly. Like, I want to be in I want to be effective indirectly to the point where somebody doesn't see me as like trying to be a life coach or a motivational speaker, man. Look, I love you guys. Stay hungry, man. And like, just do your thing and just know that I love you.